Okay, well, not great mixing there from me, Peter, but you're not here to criticise my DJing. You're here to talk to me about religious migrants. How are you?
Yes, very well, thank you.
And how's your week been? Are you week past? Nice weekend?
Yes, I've been busy running around a dozen things, but there we are. Good to take a break and talk about my pet subject.
Oh, good. Well, I hear you're involved in like multiple different places and multiple different things. You're rumored to be one of the busiest men in town. Would that be true? Yes, how many boards are you on?
I'm not sure actually. I think about seven, maybe more. And like tonight, I'm speaking to a church group on. What is the subject that we're talking about? And I've got notes of a talk here somewhere. yes, on restorative justice.
Ah. Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it? Yeah, good. What are we talking about? Go ahead.
I'm talking to a Rotary group in the Northern Club.
Oh, wow.
So we'll need to dress up for that one.
Wow. Well, if you need to borrow a suit, I've got lots of, like, I've got leopard print, I've got hearts, I've got all sorts, but we can talk off here.
Oh, well.
tell us about today's topic, religious migrants.
Yeah, so there's a very interesting report that was produced last year, which I've just had reason to study quite carefully, and it's taken the figures for migration of people throughout the world, mm-hmm. Since about 2000. And it's a really, really interesting report because what it takes is it looks up what's the religious background of the many, many millions of people that we're looking at who've migrated, mm-hmm. you know, in one way or another throughout the world. And remember, we're talking about a lot of people.
Yeah.
280 million people, 3.6% of the world's population, mm-hmm. currently live outside their country of birth. In New Zealand, the figure, according to the figure for our census, is 28% of our population was not born here.
Really?
So we have one of the highest levels of migration in the world.
Wow. That's amazing, actually.
It is really extraordinary. Of course, we're small fry when you look at the huge numbers of Syrians, for example, who fled from their country,
yeah.
or Mexicans who are trying to make it into the USA, South Americans generally trying to make it into the USA. They're going to face a sudden crisis at the moment.
Yeah.
Muslims in India who fled to Pakistan. You know, there's a lot of big migrant groups who've moved.
So you're talking about per capita in New Zealand is one of the highest, is it? Rather than the highest number of migrants living here.
Obviously not the highest number.
Yeah.
But it means that a million and a half out of our 5 million population are migrants, that they've come here from somewhere else.
Mm.
And while that makes up a very small part of 280 million people, it's not to be discounted.
Yeah, I think that speaks to the welcoming nature or what used to be a welcoming nature of Aotearoa, don't you think? And
I think it does.
And the space we've got, maybe.
Yeah, with the space, low population, we need people because the European population is tend to have smaller families, and mm-hmm. so there's not enough people for new ventures. And then the other thing is we've been a very important place where Pacifica people have come.
True, and that's right, yeah.
That's alongside the people who come from Great Britain and Ireland. That's our second biggest source of population.
I was going to say, yeah. So, people often get angry about migrants when they look different, don't they? But you don't hear a lot of people sort of saying, kind of being like, oh, these you know, these white people with different accents are coming to New Zealand. You know, so it is a, it's, there's a, you know, you can...
And we are a country of migrants, you know? I mean, yeah. Even the Maori were migrants at one stage.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, we're talking about the religious side of migration.
Now, this is intriguing, because what they've done is taken and tried to assign religions to the people who've migrated, and sometimes they're helped by United Nations figures.
Yeah.
And what it shows is that I would have thought that the largest migrant group would have been Islam, because right. of the troubles in the Middle East and Afghanistan and Pakistan and the like. Surely you'd think that they would be trying to get out of their countries. Not at all. So what they've done is taken the figures in the total world population, where Christians make up 30% of the population,
right.
Muslims 25%,
mm-hmm.
Jews 1%, Buddhists 4%, and so on and so forth,
mm-hmm.
Hindus 15%.
Right.
But here's an interesting thing. Christians, 30% of the general population, 47% of all migrants, Hindus, 15% of the world population, only 5% of the world's migrants.
Hmm.
And this is all quite, and Muslims, 25% of the world population, 29% of the world's migrants. See, this is almost the exact opposite of our figures.
Right.
Well, our recent figures, of course, we're talking about, where we have very large numbers of Indian migrants, and as you say, the European migrants rather vanish, and so we forget them, but many of them would be, like typical British these days, wouldn't call themselves Christians anyway, they'd be unaffiliated.
I suppose the reason for it would be interesting to compare the stats to reason for migrating, do you know what I mean? Whether it's...
Now, I think it's pretty clear, and they this very, excuse me, very few of the migrants are religious migrants. Mm. I'll just take a swig of water while you talk.
While I talk? Okay, well, you've kind of confirmed my theory there. It was,
So most migrants do so for economic reasons.
Yeah.
You know, they're facing desperate poverty, or maybe they just want to get on with it in the world,
mm-hmm.
and they see New Zealand, for example, as a place of opportunity.
Yeah.
That they may decide after a short time it isn't such a great place and head to Australia instead. but New Zealand is a recognised port of call, possibly on the way to somewhere else at some stay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, if you take the people who are not religiously affiliated, and that includes both a lot of Brits, but a lot of Chinese as well,
mm-hmm.
13% of the migrants are unaffiliated, but 23% of the general population are unaffiliated. So
nice.
That again tells us that maybe the economic driving factors are no longer as strong, both in China and in Western Europe, where we've traditionally got our migrants from, that they would want to come to New Zealand to the same degree.
Yeah, interesting. Another question to ask would be what's our immigration numbers like as opposed to last few years? Or I know it's been a weird few years, but is it going up or down, the number of people coming here?
It fluctuates enormously.
Mm.
When economic circumstances are poor, numbers go down. But since the year 2000, we've had extraordinarily high figures of migration, and so they're typically sitting, and I can only talk about net migration, so you have to subtract the ones who leave, because you can't always tell, but we're talking of figures of around 100 to 150,000 people a year.
Yeah, right.
So these are very big numbers, because remember, we've got to provide housing for these people. And they may initially not get jobs, so the question will be, what's their role in society? so, migration has a big effect on politics, actually.
Mm.
and on the economic well-being of us all. And the intriguing thing to note is that, for example, if you take a place like India, the religious minorities are more likely to migrate than the Hindu majority.
Is that because forgive me for an ignorant question, but is that because the majority are better off and the, you know, like with caste systems and things like that, I don't understand very well, but would that be anything to do with it?
Possibly, but more likely religious minorities in the face of an increasingly Hindu-focused government,
true,
which has moved a long way away from its old secular stance, means that Muslims especially, Sikhs, Christians, all have found parts of India very intolerant recently.
Mm.
So they have slightly stronger reasons to get out, though this may also incline them to go to a country where they know that there will be, that, you know, religious compatibility for them as well. So Muslims might well go to Pakistan.
Yeah.
And a lot of groups might like to go to America.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that might change too.
That option is vanishing very fast in front of our eyes at the moment.
Oh, my goodness.
And maybe that's why this is a timely subject. Because there's such a negative attitude to, oh, you've got your news coming up.
I do, yes, I have to go in a minute, but we can definitely pick this up again in the coming weeks because it's pretty fascinating.
Intriguing topic.
Mm. Yeah, well, if there's, yeah, okay. Well, it's, these, I do love these sort of statistics-based things we talk about because it is interesting to watch. It's a nice way of kind of, or an interesting way of watching how the world is, you know, the waves of the world are washing around, you know, and it is fascinating how much it changes and how quickly it changes.
Good.
And also, the unaffiliated is such a, is something that once upon a time, and even not that long ago, we wouldn't have counted, you know. It's an interesting...
Most certainly, but now a very important factor.
Mm.
Very good.
Right on. Well, good luck for tonight. You won't need it. You're obviously a natural, but I'll have to come along and see you speak sometime because that'd be, you know...
very good.
That'd be nice. All right. Thank you so much, Peter. And we'll speak again next week. Ka kite. Okay. Now, I'm going to have a quick ad break. Sorry, news team. And we'll be back with the news, weather and surf, just a slightly tardy version of that. But here we go, quick ad break after this outro.
Celebrate Auckland Pride with MOTAT's Mile High Comedy Club in the Aviation Hall, with four hilarious comedians who know how to bring the turbulence.
MC David Stewart,
Abby Howells,
Janae Henry,
and Eli Mathewson. Plus,
photo ops with fabulous drag duo, Majula Oblongata and Hugo Girl. MOTAT's Mile High Comedy Club.
February 12th from 6 p.m. Limited tickets, so get yours quick. Find out more at motat.nz.
Okay, do you prefer shirt-ripping hunks?
Ooh!
Fairy creatures?
Aww!
Enemies to lovers? Something forbidden.
We can't.
Ooh. Or just want some mates.
Aww. All of the above?
No matter what you prefer, Books and Bays at Time Out Bookstore is the place to be this Valentine's Day. Drinks, nibbles provided, and prizes to be won. Books and Bays, Time Out Bookstore, Valentine's Day, RSVP to books at timeout.co.nz.
Yes, I am. The rhythm slag champion. Every Monday night from 9 till 11, Dubbin and Bass Selectors play the full range of ghetto sound. Yeah, man. From rock steady to roots reggae, bebop sound to hip hop, dub style true to the latest dancehall vibes. Yeah, man. The rhythm selection. Boy. Selection. Why? The rhythm selection. Oh, yeah. From 9 to 11 and 95 FM. Dobe Dam Gay Selectors. The rhythm selection.
BFM News.
Ahi ahi marie. Good afternoon. Ko athena toku ingoa. Ko te rima karaka.
It's 5 o'clock. Main roads in and out of Wellington are set to be closed for maintenance. The closures, which will occur over the next couple of weeks, will result in certain lanes from State Highway 1 from Wellington to Johnsonville and State Highway 1, the urban motorway, from Wellington to Hutt. The New Zealand Transport Agency, NZTA, says Wellington Road users should start planning ahead. Ashburton Intermediate School has removed a uniform rule after receiving online criticism. The school originally required students to have a uniform pass to wear pounamu and to present the pass when requested by staff. In response to concerns raised by the community over the weekend, the school has removed the rule and issued an apology to the school and Māori community. Principal Brent Gray has since said he is grateful to those who raised the issue. And in international news, tens of thousands of Germans are protesting against tougher migration laws in the nation. This follows the passing of a controversial legislation that significantly restricts migration into the nation, a move that has received support from Germany's far-right nationalist Alternative for Germany, or AfD, party. The rallies occurred in multiple German cities, in Berlin, Hamburg, Munich, Cologne, and Leipzig, with organisers of the rally estimating over 200,000 showed up in support in Berlin alone. An attendee at the Berlin rally, Anna Schwarz, told AFP News that she and those protesting were making as much noise as possible to call out what she says are the self-described democratic parties and that we can no longer avert our gaze. It's too serious. A trans woman has won an appeal in the New South Wales District Court against Australian anti-trans campaigner Kiralee Smith. In a recent ruling, Smith received an apprehended violence order that requires her not to assault, threaten, stalk, harass, intimidate, approach, or contact the woman until December 2026. Smith began targeting the woman in December of 2022 after the woman's football club posted photos of their awards night to Facebook. The harassment continued into 2023, with Smith posting to Twitter and Facebook calling for men to help her with the bloke playing on the women's team. In the ruling, Court of Appeal Justice Penelope Wass called Smith's behaviour objectively threatening and disturbing. Ara te kawe pūrongo, and that's the news.
A 95 BFM weather update.
Āne nā tohu huarere mō tēnei rā. Your weather report for today. Partly cloudy with some isolated showers developing. Light northeasterly and sea breezes. The overnight low is 17 degrees and sunset is at 8:30 in the evening. Āne nā tohu huarere mō te āpōpō. Your weather forecast for tomorrow. Rātu, Tuesday. Fine, very warm, and becoming mostly sunny, but chance of a light shower. Southerlies turning sou'westerly. And that's your news and weather. Ko Athena toku ingoa, the time is now 5:08.
That was a 95 BFM weather update. Thanks to climate change.
From the dark room to the green room, it's the 95 BFM Surf Report, thanks to ProGear Photographic.
Oh, Pete, are you there?
Coolie.
How are you?
Yeah, mate. Good. Yourself?
Very well. I just had a little text, no spoilers, but someone said that there were fun waves out west today. I mean, did you spy on them? Did you see any?
Yeah, they're pretty fun through the morning. It's kind of a bit more crumbly now, but yeah, good. Fun waves for sure, eh?
Oh, nice.
Definitely. Yeah.
What about the future?
Future, yeah, well, tomorrow's looking, looking all right. Kind of the fun continues, similar size, maybe a tad more, 2 to 3 feet anyway, like fine size. Winds, yeah, fortunately not offshore, but it is light in the morning, south-southwest, so across onshore. If you're going to go get on it early, it'll be at least semi-clean. And then that onshore breeze picks up through the day. Get on it super early. Four out of ten, but maybe you'll give it a five if you get it good.
If you're there. Okay.
East has got the offshore wind, just a really almost no wind, light offshore, west southwest, and about 1 to 2 feet. Sort of, yeah, take your longboard, you might need it, kind of thing, that you might get away with it on the right bank. So also 4 out of 10, just obviously a bit smaller, but cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's pretty good option if you're out that way. And sea breeze, it does look to develop in the afternoon, so the morning is by far the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Not too bad.
Oh, and are you back on the waves yet, or are you still taking your time?
Still doing my back sorted.
Yeah.
Going to 2 appointments a week, pretty much.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't quite sussed it, but I'm trying pretty hard. I'm getting, cabin fever.
Oh, damn. High. We need to get you an old Commodore 64 and a copy of Summer Games, at least, you know, to get out there and do some digital surfing. I'm sorry.
Oh,
no fun.
Sounds good.
All right. Well,
yeah, it's all right. I'll try my best. I'll keep at it. I'm pretty hopeful.
Oh,
yeah.
You'll be back. I know it. All right, man. Well, thank you so much for chats, and let's talk real soon. God, I really hope you get back out there soon.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah,
I'll do a cowbunga out loud
when
I'm on a day. Just for you. I'll save it for a Monday.
All right. Thanks, Pete.
See you,
talk to you soon. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we've got Soda Boys coming up really soon. But for now, here's... I'll do a little outro, and then we'll have some Mekons, a song called Mud Crawlers, and then I believe we're talking to Soda Boys.
That was the 95BFM Surf Report. Thanks to Pro Gear Photographic.
Cowabunga, friend.
Yeah.
Bittersweet playing some Sophie, I think. That's Sophie with My Forever featuring Cecile Believe. And, yeah. R.I.P. Hey, let's get this party started. Let's talk to Soda Boys. FYI, I'm just playing some of a song and then we're going to chat. This is how I do it. This is a professional radio way of doing it. Here's a song called Spit. This is not a new song, this is an older song. I'm going to play a new song at the end of our conversation. This is a hot tip how you do it.